Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1235 in the writing. It's Shir number 312. Okay. The reason why I just want to mention why it's 312, we're up to higher numbers, but I just wanted to go through something which we went through a short while ago in reference to drinking water in conjunction with other liquids. And the Dirishu actually brings down, we spoke about in Shir number 312 a short while ago, that when it comes to water, now let me just backtrack a minute, meaning that when it comes to regular liquids, a person drinks soda, a person drinks orange juice. Right, a person drinks apple juice. So in general, the lechatchila, what should be done, or even coffee if it's cooled down, right, whatever the case might be, but what should be done, the opportune way of doing it is that you drink, to try and drink at least 3 ounces, which is a revius, in the time, amount of time it takes to drink 2 sips or 2 gulps with 1 small pause in between. Then after that, as long as you took a sip within every half hour, but the Evid, there are those who say up to 72 minutes. We'll try and keep it within every half hour. The Mishnah Berurah does say when it comes to drinks, it's a much shorter time, and many poiskim, Kaf HaChaim brings a half hour, Rav Scheinberg says we go with that Kaf HaChaim, others, and as far as drinks go. So drinks, as we know, is a shorter period of time. Did actually poiskim will say even less. Okay, so that's the bottom line. Now, then afterwards to take the sip, and then even make the burn of fushes afterwards whenever a person is done at the end, as long as he kept on sipping, like we said, within every half hour. Now, so that's as far as other drinks, whatever it might be. It could be soda, it could be orange juice, it could be apple juice, right? If when it comes to coffee, hot tea, we've spoken about in the past, you know, there are various different ways of looking at it, but in general, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down one, if possible, lechatchila, one should try and let it cool down, you know, to let it cool down to the point whereby they'll have a revius, 3 ounces to drink in the small amount of time of 2 gulps with 1 small pause in between. But the Evid, if somebody went with other drinks, but the Evid, somebody went b'chdei chilas pras, which is up to 4 minutes, there are those that rely on, you have the Gra, which is, right, when the Vilna Gaon, the Gra said something, the Mishnah Berurah held it like very strong, and it's, he brings down in his Agdoma, actually, one of the main, you know, Achroin and Paiskim, and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, so you have major paiskim, but when it comes to water, now, what I wanted to mention, which is something we spoke about, but it needs chazara constantly because people are always drinking water, especially bottles of water. It could be by exercise, it could be by throughout the day, outside, warm, it's hot, whatever the case is. Sometimes, I know even by myself, I'll make a shahakal and I'm going to do exercise, and one bottle of water could last 2-3 hours, right? So these type of things do come up constantly. So when it comes to water, one should be careful even more, because Rav Shlomo Zalman, others want to say the Chazon Ish, the Dirishu brings it down, that that they take a hold this whole thing of that whereby b'di'evid you could rely on the up the b'chdei chilas pras up to 4 minutes would apply to other drinks, but not by water. When it comes to water, they bring it down from a Gemara. I'm not going to get into the whole thing now, but when it comes to water, they take a want to say that there is one should be careful to make sure to drink the 2 gulps, right? The in other words, revius, the 3 ounces in the amount of time it takes 2 gulps with 1 small pause. In between. Now, the only thing and not to rely on the Bechdei Achilles Pras up to the 4 minutes. That would only be something that could be relied upon by the Evid when it comes to other drinks, but not by water. But we do have to keep in mind when one does do that to drink the Revius, it also has to be something that somebody is thirsty for. Not by other drinks. I want to make that clear. By other drinks, even if one is not thirsty, if you take a person drinks soda and they drink a Revius, 3 ounces of soda, right, in the amount of time it takes, you know, CS Revius, and that the 2 gulp period with the 1 small pause in between, even with the Evid up to the 4 minute period. So you don't have to be thirsty. When it comes to water, if somebody's just taking down a pill, they're swallowing a pill or something stuck in their throat and they're not thirsty, they don't make a shackle. If you're taking soda, right, to drink, to take down a pill, you're taking apple juice to take down a pill, you have to make a shackle. Any other drink, you have to make regular drink, taste, you have to make a shahakal and a burn of fushes if you drank the shear. And but the Evid, you could go up to the 4 minutes, but you try and keep it to the smaller shear, like we said, the 2 gulps. But when it comes to water, excuse me, when it comes to water, you have those two things. That's what we say, Rav Shlomo Zalman Chazanish. They say you have to be careful because by water, it's more problematic to keep, you have to keep it to the smaller shear, the two gulps. And number one, number two, you have to make sure that a person is getting some sort of pleasure in their palate, like the Mishabur says, that they're thirsty. And the Mishabur says, what does it mean thirsty? You're getting some sort of pleasure in your palate, from the water. And it has to be for the full 3 ounces. In other words, if I drink 1 ounce and my thirst is quenched, then now I don't need the water at all. But I'll just gulp down another 2 ounces like this. I can make a burn of fushes. That won't help you. That won't help you. You have to be thirsty for the full 3 ounces. So those are two very important things to keep in mind when it comes to water as opposed to other drinks. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.